I am the resurrection and life. In John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Every so often, we see films, television programs, and hear songs about living forever, about eternal life. It seems that many people think that life is so good that they want it not to stop. They do not want to die. Jesus himself spent quite a bit of time talking about eternal life. Not about endless living of this life, but a new life to be lived with him in heaven. He told his disciples, friends and followers that he was going ahead to prepare a place for them in his Father's house. That is God's house. In John chapter 14, verse 2, it says, In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? The Bible teaches those of us who are friends with Jesus to expect to be taken to live with him when he comes again, or when we die, whichever happens first. But how can we be sure? Once someone is dead, we don't know what happens to them. They do not come back and tell us. How can we be sure that there is life after death? We can be sure, because someone did come back from the dead. Jesus was resurrected, which is the same as saying he came alive again. He died on the cross on a Friday, was buried in a tomb, probably a sort of cave with a large stone blocking or sealing the entrance. And on the third day, the Sunday, he came back to life again. Amazing. Some people say, but they're not sure that he really did come back to life. They say perhaps his disciples hid the body so they could pretend he had come back to life. Or perhaps the Jews or the Romans moved his body to prevent his tomb becoming a holy place. The Bible makes it very clear that Jesus really did come back to life. Read or listen to the book of Mark. That will help you. First, the Bible tells us that the soldiers checked Jesus was dead, and they put a spear into his side to do that. The Roman soldiers were very good at death. Second, the disciples would not have been able to steal the body, as there was a large rock and Roman soldiers guarding the tomb. Third, when the rumor that Jesus had come back to life spread around, the Jews or Romans would have produced a body to squash or stop the story. Then there were the witnesses. Several hundred people saw the risen Jesus and recognized him. They talked to him. Some ate with him. They touched him. You can also read or listen to the book of Acts. These people all knew that Jesus had been dead, but had come back to life. The new life after death that Jesus promised was a reality. It was real. How exciting! So, if you are a friend of Jesus, you can look forward to living with him forever in heaven when you die. But he won't leave you alone until then. Do you remember back in the story about the Alpha and the Omega? I talked about God being three separate persons all at once. Well, God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, lives in the life of everyone who is a friend of Jesus. He helps us to do the things that please Jesus. He reminds us to say, please forgive me, and sorry when we have done something to hurt or offend Jesus, and sometimes other people. And the Holy Spirit is always with us. We are never alone. Jesus promises his friends in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20b, that is the second half of the verse, it says, I am with you always to the end of the age. What a friend. Is Jesus your friend?